This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. April is fickle in the upper Midwest, from nearly 60-degree days to 19-degree days and 8 inches of snow. Yeah, pretty darn fickle. So what's a gardener to do? Check the weather. Your perennials and hardy spring bulbs that are peeking out don't need extra protection. They can take whatever nature hands out. But any early annuals, like those pretty pansies, will need a cover or a quick trip inside if the temps drop. The same goes for any cool season vegetables you may have put out, could use maybe a hoop house. Cold frames or other protection are certainly a good idea. While I'll admit I already cleaned up my dead perennials and grasses, now the university is saying don't do that until temps have been in the 50s for several days. That's to help out the pollinators that overwintered inside those dead perennials. I'll remember that. The University of Minnesota recommends applying pre-emergent crabgrass control in mid-April if you choose to do that. Fertilizing is only needed in August. Don't mow your grass until at least late April. Let it green up and the ground firm up before mowing. One thing you can do now is turn your compost. When the compost pile thaws out, give it a turn and collect the good compost to spread on plant beds and in the veggie garden. Don't spread any mulch yet. Let the ground warm up before adding mulch. Check out GardenBite.com for all this information and much more. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to CreeksideSoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.